Virginia Woolf was lounging in her pajamas in bed one morning when her doorbell rang. A visitor. That was the last thing she expected that day. But expected or not, there came the sounds of footsteps through the foyer, up the staircase, and down the hall. A moment later, into her room and into her life, burst the composer, writer, and suffragette Ethel Smyth. The pair were fundamentally opposites. Woolf, shy, frail from illness, and introspective. Smyth, candid, outspoken, and confident, with a famously booming voice. How we differ, Woolf observes. Our minds are too entirely and integrally different, which is why we get on. The two would maintain a close friendship and correspondence over the next decade, sharing ideas about anything from music and literature. Both were keen autobiographers, to life and death, sexuality, and their careers. Both distinctly aware they were two professional women in a society where most women lacked the same freedoms, opportunities, and education. Smyth was also so much more open and public about her sexual identity than Woolf. Many of her previous romantic partners were famous women, like the French Empress Eugenie and the suffragist Emmeline Pankhurst. As for Woolf, Smyth was immediately smitten. She admitted in her diary, "I don't think I've ever cared for someone more profoundly." Meanwhile, Woolf wrote, "An old woman has fallen in love with me. It is like being caught by a giant crab." Virginia Woolf and Ethel Smyth, a music moment on NWPB Classical.